20% cuts. It's criminal, they said. And there it was, plastered on the set as the Home Secretary had to address the Federation. Extraordinary stuff and extraordinary scenes. But how realistic are the girls and boys in blue on this one? Let's speak with Julie Nesbitt, Chairman of the Constables Committee of the Police Federation of England and Wales. Hi, Julie.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
We're good at this end. But of course, you know, from your point of view, it's a never-ending begging bowl back to the Home Office.
Unfortunately, it is. At the moment, we understand that the government needs to make cuts, and we are quite happy to take our fair share of the cuts. Her Majesty's Inspector of Constabulary said that the police should be cut no more than 12%, and if we just had 12% cuts as they suggested, then we would be reasonably happy with that. But the government has said we've to have 20% cuts, and we are really concerned about the effect that this will have on the delivery of the service that we can give to our community.
Is it not a bit weird that this is coming from a Tory Home Secretary? It's not usually in the Conservatives' blood to be cutting police numbers, which sort of leads you to wonder whether they must know something. They wouldn't want to cut 20% unless they had to really cut 20%.
Well, you know, it's not for me as a police officer to tell the government how much they should be spending on which, you know, public services. But it's for me to make an argument to the government about how important the police are. And yes, it seems that up until recently they have said that policing in this country is important. And we're just concerned that they're forgetting that right now.
So what's going to happen? 20% cuts. It's just, I mean, there's a few less cops on the show. I don't see that many out there as it is. So, I mean, is it going to affect anything, really?
What we have been told is that up to 2016 we will be losing 16,000 police officers from the streets in England and Wales. So if you think that at this moment in time you don't already see very many, think how few are there going to be in the next couple of years. And what me and my colleagues are concerned about is that this means that when you call a police officer, it's going to take us just a little bit too long to get there, and that could make all the difference, and this is what we're really concerned about.
Isn't the reality, though, Julie, that, you know, there are community support officers, there are specials, the CCTV, there's different ways of policing now. And it's a nice idea that you could have a police station loaded with cops, but of course the reality is that we police in a very different way, and you guys at the Federation just haven't really come up to date on this yet.
I think that's a little bit naive, actually. I think one of our biggest concerns is that the government haven't had a public debate about this. We police with the consent of our communities because we are part of our communities and we are accountable to our communities. And so when you then start giving the jobs to other people, you know, we've already got in Lincolnshire G4S are doing police roles. We've got Surrey who are looking at going out to tender to give a number of jobs to other companies, private companies. We've got that happening in West Midlands. So what that will mean in the future is if you phone for a police officer, you won't be getting a police officer. You won't even be getting somebody who is employed by the police. So where is the accountability? And if you want to go that far down the road, then that's absolutely fine, provided we have a public debate about it and our communities have a say in that. Because right now it's happening without any debate with the public whatsoever. And my concern is that the public think that, you know, these measures are being brought in and that the police are all on board with them and that the service will be to the same standards, that the accountability will be the same. And we don't know that it will, and our concern is that it won't be.
There is a school of thought that if you have less police on the street, that doesn't mean you have more crime. Where do you sit on that?
If you look back through history, you will see that every time we have had a recession, then crime has gone up because, yeah, I suppose common sense would prevail as well, that, you know, people are worse off, people are struggling, and therefore opportunistic crime does rise to the fore. So, of course, we now know that we're in a double-dip recession, so our concern is that crime may be rising. ACPO, the Association of Chief Police Officers, Hugh Ward, he said last week that he was concerned that crime is now going to rise. So even senior police officers are beginning to be concerned about that. So if police officers are less visible, then clearly the opportunists will, you know, say, here, we'll have a go, let's start committing more crime.
Where do you go from here, Julie? I mean, you've made your points to the Home Secretary. She sort of listened. She carried on, but sort of listened. But there's no chance they're going to listen to you, are they?
Hopefully. I was in conversations with the policing minister last week, and I have said to him that, you know, what we would like as the Police Federation is to sit down with him. At the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We all want a safe community. We all want police officers to be able to go out and do their job with confidence and feel safe. So from here, you know, my plea to the government is, please, can we carry on talking? Can we have some real dialogue? Can we evolve our communities? And let's make sure that our police service remains the finest in the world.
All right, Julie, thank you very much for your time. Julie Nesbitt is the chairman of the Constables Committee of the Police Federation of England. Wales making her points known as regards to the Home Secretary.